fussy. It just means you know the rules. Mm-hmm. So I just follow the rules. You know.
According to the world.
Yeah, according to the world. I can know you're one with me, but I'm not going to walk up to you and pinch you on your butt. Because I know the rules of the world. I want to move through the world easy, and in the world, that doesn't work. You know, unless it's a person that's made it really clear. Because it's funny how you can do the same thing with different people, and it's right sometimes, and it's wrong sometimes, but it's the same thing. That's how you know it's an illusion. That's how you can always tell an illusion, because there's no consistency in its use. And that's what the book does. It just teaches you how to tell the difference between when you're getting ready to stick it to yourself and when you're not, so that you can catch yourself before you do it.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that how you become more powerful, though, when you start really getting into your power, your spiritual practice, and you start to realize how what you just said is true, you become invisible, but then the miracles happen quietly.
But here's the second half of that. You become visible to the insane, drama, fearful, attack people, and you become totally visible to the loving, peaceful, cool to be around people. And you begin to see it's as many, if not more, of them than the people that you used to be upset with all the time. You see, and that's what's tripping me out. It's like I'm discovering a whole new world that was there all the time, but I didn't see it because I wasn't fit to be a member of it. Because the membership card or the password is, like knocking on the door.
Who's there?
Here's the password. How do you get it? Well, okay, password is, I have to be it to have it. Okay, come on in. you see what I'm saying? I gotta be it. You don't get in this club unless you are it. That way we can keep the harmony 100%. You can't come in and be deciding whether or not you're gonna be it, because then you are the one part of it that's out of harmony with it. You are the problem. So there's no such thing as 100% peace unless I'm peaceful too. So the universe will do anything it can to bring you peace, because that's the only thing that's real. But we're using our free will to have two ways of thinking that totally disagree and not be consistent on which way we're going to use consistently. So we draw inconsistency from others and then get upset with them because we don't know it's just a projection of our own inconsistency, which is us not being faithful to one way of thinking, which is our peace. So thank you for listening to this much with me right now, because I want to stop and then we're going to finish up. That's just knowledge, y'all. That's okay. Peter the Broncos game. Ah! Now. See, that's how you get that energy. No, she was like taking it in. She was actually like checking me out, making sure I was doing it right. So, thank you for sharing today. I appreciate you. I'm going to do a little review at the end right quick. I got a little special thing I want to do. As the bag goes past you, just imagine you receiving and recognizing the abundance you already have. The Course in Miracles says, a prayer is simply saying, I want to be able to recognize, I want to be able to recognize what I already have. See, the true prayer is, I want to be able to recognize the abundance and prosperity that I already have. Trying to make it practical. But you know what's the trip? It's like you can't share a revelation and it just freaks you out. You know, you wish you could share a revelation, but it's intensely personal to the person who receives it. Like, I wish I could transfer to you what I experienced, but I know I can't. That the only way I can get a revelation across is through the change of behavior that the revelation created in me.
Cool.
That's, you know. And so
I'm gonna keep coming back.
Yeah,
because it's gonna get clearer and clearer and more and more and more and more powerful. Because there's another level of conviction. And I also have people in the room with me that are also motivated for, to have peace in their own lives. Because I can't do this alone. You know what I'm saying? I can't give what somebody's not willing to have. And the thing that people are usually least devoted to is their own change of mind. You know? So that can, that kind of part. Well, it's available on a CD. So Wednesday, noon, 1 o'clock on Sunday, 7 o'clock on Thursday, 11 o'clock service. It's cool. It's a David back there. He's the senior minister of the church. And so he's talking. Wednesday noon. To acknowledge Judy Bobby because she bought this new stereo that we use in the class. So thank you so much, Judy. She gets it right here, right there. Yeah, that was so cool.
That sounds darn good, doesn't it?
Sounds cool. Judy.
Sister.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you to do something for me today. And when I ask you to do this, it's really helpful more than you can ever believe. It's to really breathe. Really breathe. Really breathe and concentrate on your breath while I go through this. I just want to take one thought, just like Alex was talking about the workshop, the same thing I realized, you have to let yourself have, let the rhythm in and breathe.
Only attracted to things that are bringing trauma. Trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA.